Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Last half hour of the program, we'll be listening to some of your comments on the Issues Etc. listener comment line. This is a bright idea you came up with years ago. I can't remember. I think we stole it from someone else in talk radio. We said, why not just have one of these 24-hour comment lines where listeners, as they listen live or they listen on demand, we do love our on-demand listeners. If they came up with an idea, a thought, a question, or a comment, they could just leave it there for us. And then we could listen and respond. It's kind of like our listener email, except in more audio form. It's the Issues Etc. listener comment line. The number for it's 24 hours, it's always there, and we listen to every single comment, although not every single comment will necessarily make it to the air. 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. listener comment line. And we greatly value all the comments. Be they positive or negative, the questions, whatever they may be, we try to get to every single one of them that we can. It's also open lines. That means you can respond to some of these comments as well. Our toll-free number on this Monday, October the 13th, Columbus Day, by the way, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or email your questions or comments in this last half hour, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We go out west first to a listener comment about the issues, about Issues Etc. and civil politics.
Hi, I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona. I have enjoyed Issues Etc. for a few years. My wife and I joined a Lutheran church last year and got a lot out of Issues Etc. that we weren't getting anywhere else, really. I enjoyed the comments on and the discussions about certainly the Bible, but also about current events. But I am calling only because I guess I didn't realize it until somewhat recently, but just how Republican-oriented it seems that the show can be when it discusses certainly the election. And I've always thought that a Christian isn't necessarily in America has to be a Republican or even a conservative. That reasonable people can disagree about these things, and I know Christians tend to be pigeonholed as conservative Republicans, but I think many of us are not, and find that very consistent with the gospel. Anyway, I like some of the shows that you've had, but I'm just a little concerned about the way you and some other Lutheran ministries, and I know you're not responsible for those, but they just seem to be in the tank sometimes for John McCain and Sarah Palin, and I just I'm not listening to those shows anymore because I don't think they're very balanced. But nonetheless, I do like the shows that deal with things like the Apostles' Creed by Peter Bender and Martin Nolan, things like that, I think are very good. But the political stuff, I think, just reinforces the idea that Christians have to be social conservatives, have to be Republicans, and I think that's a false thing that we present to listeners. So anyway, that's just my point of view, but I would like to see a little bit more political balance. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you very much for the comment, by the way. He's actually struck on one of my personal pet peeves that I've had, Jeff will tell you, for probably a decade on the program, and that is the tendency of either kind of talk radio in general, especially Christian talk radio, to make an equivalence between being a Christian and being a Republican, or being a Christian and being a member of any particular party. That's a personal pet peeve of mine. God is not a Republican. Not all Christians are Republicans. And we strive diligently not to be in the tank for any party or any ticket whatsoever. We are unapologetically pro-life, pro-family, pro-marriage, pro-neighbor. That's the way I like to put it. And personally, politically, I'm kind of in search of a party that's pro-life, pro-family, pro-neighbor, pro-marriage that doesn't necessarily have some of the other baggage associated with kind of the conservative social movements. There is no thus saith the Lord on tax policy. There's no thus saith the Lord on any particular aspect of the war or foreign policy. But on issues like the family, marriage, the protection of the unborn, the obligation of all of us individually in our vocations to help and support our neighbor in his bodily needs, there's plenty of thus saith the Lord. And I think that's what orients me politically in the world. If you listen to us on very carefully when we're talking about these issues as they impact the political scene, presidential races and whatnot, you will notice that we are not pro-McCain, pro-Palin, anti-Obama, anti-Biden, but we are in fact pro-family, pro-life, pro-neighbor, pro-marriage. Now, if that seems to make us sound like we're in the tank for one ticket or one party, that is an unintended consequence. I can tell you without a doubt that if you listen to our conversations off the air, you wouldn't think we're in the tank for anybody. I can guarantee you. By the way, this is the third presidential election where I've been host of this program, and we consistently get this criticism. But I want all those who – and I've had listeners approach me saying, why are you so pro-Republican? I will tell them, listen carefully. We're pro-family, pro-life, pro-neighbor, pro-marriage. And that's what we strive to be, because there we have a thus saith the Lord and not in the other issues. Care to react? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. And by the way, we appreciate the criticism. We need to be kept, we need to have our feet held to the fire on issues like this just as much as anybody else. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Well, we began with a caller from Arizona. Now we need to hear from a listener on the East Coast about our interview with Dr. Christian Smith on the religious and spiritual lives of American teenagers.
Hi, Christian Smith's interview was informative and disturbing. It's my impression that most evangelical youth groups basically have a few purposes. One is to keep the kids in with other Christians so they're not out doing drugs. Second is they teach them not to have sex. Third, they teach them the sinner's prayer. And everything else is about entertainment. I was wondering if anybody had any sort of a survey instrument or a test or something that can really be used to assess the grasp of doctrine among young people or even us oldsters. Appreciate it. This is Bob from Vermont. Thank you. Bye.
All right. He asks about a research. In fact, the best research comes from Christian Smith and his group that I can possibly think of. He's not only published the book called Soul Searching, over which we interviewed him, and he's done the actual kind of baseline longitudinal research among those young people who've been subjected to all the ideas and bright ideas of youth ministry in the church that can possibly be imagined. He's done that. He's also planning on coming up with a follow-up research and book. When we talked with him, he mentioned that. But I think the did you hear this, Jeff? The caller, what he said? It's drugs, sex, and the sinner's prayer. That kind of typifies the typical Christian youth group. Drugs, sex, and the sinner's prayer. I'd just add two more: peer pressure and pizza. Then you've got the typical youth ministry right there: drugs, sex, the sinner's prayer, peer pressure, and pizza. What do they need? They need the Word of God. They need to be told that there are certainly stay away from drugs. Should the youth group be something merely an abstinence kind of dare program for your kids in your church, or should it be where their ongoing instruction in God's Word itself and the life of the church matures past adolescents sitting around the campfire, thinking, acting, and speaking like children toward the adult world. And the fact that we've kept our youth adolescents is evidenced by the fact that in many churches nowadays, the adults are still adolescents, still largely uninstructed. And if you kind of make the transfer from the youth emphasis on drug, sex, sinner's prayer, peer pressure, and pizza, that might summarize a lot of sermons being delivered in many churches to the adults as well. Kevin's calling from his car. Kevin, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Hi, thanks, Todd. I'll make this fast since I'm driving. In reference to the comment from the guy from Arizona about you're sounding more Republican than Democratic, I appreciate your explanation. I guess I'd have a challenge for Democratic Christians, and that would be if the Bible, and it is pro-life, pro-family, as you put it, with all those characteristics of that seem to fit the Republican Party, I seriously don't understand how people could side with the Democrats when their platform is anti-family, anti-life. I seriously wonder about them siding with the party that takes that stand. The other thing, and I have Democrats in my family, so you know we have this argument.
Only got about 10 seconds here, Kevin.
Oftentimes people consider the Democrats more compassionate. I would say look at the economic policy and tell me if that compassion has actually worked.
All right, it's a good point. Thank you very much, Kevin, and thanks for listening. Well, I'll respond to that on the other side of this break, but I should kind of begin by saying, look, there are pro-life candidates, pro-life voters in every party, whatever it may be. And there are also pro-choice voters in every party. So there are pro-life Democratic candidates that are out there to be voted for. What's keeping the Democratic Party from being pro-life and pro-family? Well, maybe it's the fact that the candidates that are out there that support those very things aren't getting elected. When we come back, more of your comments from the Issues Etc. listener comment line.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org, click promote, and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. IssuesETC.org.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, IssuesETC.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A Texas-sized abortion mill.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Houston may soon be home to the largest freestanding abortion facility in the Western Hemisphere. Planned Parenthood of Houston recently purchased a 7-story building near the downtown area and is holding a $21 million fundraising campaign to renovate it. Pro-life activists fear that when opened, this clinic will enable Planned Parenthood of Houston to nearly double the 7,000 abortions it already performs each year. The new clinic is located near a major interstate and several universities. Pro-lifers are being asked to go to texasfamilies.org to register their opposition.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Tomorrow Tomorrow on Issues Etc., Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest. We'll talk about Jesus as King, concluding our conversation with him on the threefold office of Christ, prophet, priest, and king. We'll also discuss the age of the earth. But, you know, there's some Christians that say, we just can't know. It's so confusing. Dr. David Menton will answer some of our questions about that tomorrow on Issues Etc. Before the break, we had a caller, and one of the comments as well from the comment line that talked about balance. I do want to point out, and I should have before, that if you will look at our list of guests that we have on Issues Etc. on the life issue, we have Democrats for Life, representatives of Democrats for Life, and Feminists for Life. So there's party balance when it comes to those issues. But again, we are unapologetically pro-family, pro-life, pro-neighbor, pro-marriage. We're simply not going to shift from that position. But we will find allies on both sides of the aisle, on any side of the aisle, here on the program when it comes to those thus saith the Lord issues. Scott in Oakdale, Illinois, emails us. He says, to respond to your last caller's comments, part of what Issues Etc. does is comment from a confessional Lutheran point of view on the news of the day. When a major election is coming up, it's news, period. Issues Etc. defends the rock-solid Christian faith, not flimsy politicians. And we cannot trust in men, or women as the case may be. Look, we live in a world that's full of news and full of these things. Christians live in their daily vocations, surrounded by and immersed in the issues of the day. It's real-life Christianity. That's what I like to talk about, real-life Christianity, where what you believe actually does impact how you live out your life with your neighbor in your vocation. And part of our vocation is that ballot box. That's why we will talk about the issues where God's word clearly speaks to the Christian in a way that the Christian simply is not at liberty to hold a contrary opinion, so that we can listen carefully where God speaks. And on all other issues, Christians of goodwill can disagree. Next in Issues Etc., comment from our comment line from Bayou Country. Yes, Bayou Country.
Hey, Todd and Jeff, this is Tony in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We made it through the hurricanes, okay? Just lost a little bit of power, but we're back up and running. And thank you guys for your prayers and everything. And I just wanted to comment just some encouragement and some praise that the other day I was listening to Rod Rosenblatt's, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt's show that you had with Grace Alone, and also the one Christ Alone. I think Christ Alone was the September 18th broadcast. And I just want to let you guys know what a blessing. And, I mean, is there a better theologian on the face of this earth than Dr. Rod Rosenblatt? I mean, what an insightful man, and how he explains the scriptures, and very articulate. And I just think he's just one of the best theologians, if not the best in the entire world. And he's just been a tremendous blessing to me. And I just thank you for having him on that show. And please have more of him on that show. And, it just makes you really thankful, that we still have a few, that God is still kept a few, or maybe a lot more than, hopefully a lot more than we actually hear, faithful men to the Lutheran confessions and to the scriptures and hold true to the Word of God, and Dr. Rod Rosenblatt and Bill Swirla and Stephen Hine are just to name a few, and what a tremendous blessing it is to be able to learn from these guys. And I just wish more of our Lutheran pastors and would listen to these guys and learn from these guys. I'm just really, and thank God for Concordia University Irvine, where they have this man as a professor. And just think of the blessing the students have to be able to sit under this gentleman. And, and I just wanted to comment on that. And I just thank y'all very much for the show, and God bless.
All right, thanks for the comment, Tony, and thanks for listening down there in the Southland. Glad to hear that there was no greater damage for you and yours during those hurricanes than you experienced. Yeah, Rod Rosenblatt, along with the others that he mentioned, and many others that time would restrict us from mentioning, are I like to think of them as the best kept secrets in the present day Reformation of the Church. the best kept secrets. One of the things that we like to do here on Issues Etc. with this vast list of guests that we're able to draw from, which really is one of the primary strengths of this program, the stable of guests that we have that stretches all over the church, but especially into the depths and into those little hidden corners where the best kept secrets are, is bring these people forward and so that there won't be secrets anymore, so that their insights and their learning and their knowledge can be accessible to everybody, especially to our listeners. And Rod Rosenblatt's one of those. Oh, don't underestimate the influence of a guy like Rod Rosenblatt. Classroom after classroom of students. And many of the very best guests on our program would tell you that they are the theologians they are today because they sat at the feet of men like Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. His real forte is he understands people who have come out of some of the darkest depths of law-oriented, works-oriented Christianity. Up next, a comment on today's postmodern culture.
Oh, it's Andy from Kirkwood, and I've had another one of those blasted epiphanies that pop up every once in a while. This is regarding the postmodern, what's true for you isn't necessarily true for me business. I think what they're actually saying is what is normal for me is not necessarily what is normal for you. We confuse normal with true. Normality changes, and all you have to do is look at the institution of marriage as it was, say, in the early 60s and as it is now. You could use Humanae Vitae as an example, because all of the problems that the Pope predicted at the time would come from contraception have indeed come. So he was perhaps speaking from a position of truth, though the normality has changed, if you see what I mean. That's it.
That's a pretty good insight there, Andy. Thank you very much. Now, let's remember what normal used to mean. Normal now means whatever is, whatever prevails. That's how we use the word normal. But look it up in your dictionary, folks, and you will read that normal means related to the norm. That is not just what is or what prevails, but there are normative truths in the world. There are norms that are transcendently true, not based on culture, opinion, what everybody's doing. So since we've lost the real dictionary definition of normal, and now it's just become whatever is or whatever prevails, it's kind of succumbed itself to the postmodern relativism, hasn't it? It really has. The Christian thinks of norms and does not feel the need to rebel against them because the Bible's full of norms. Things like the order of creation, things like the teaching that there is absolute truth. That in itself is a norm that God's Word delivers to us. The Christian's mind is shaped by this, so the Christian mind will be full of norms, not just whatever way the wind is blowing. That's the postmodern mind, the Christian mind, and there is such a thing as the Christian mind. You can read about it in books. You can read from the minds of the best theologians, past and present, and discover that there is a Christian mind. And one of the basic elements, the framework of the Christian mind is that there is truth, a norm that is transcendent beyond my own personal experience. All right, time for one final comment from a listener in Illinois.
I've been a caller to Issues Etc. for a number of years, even going back into the Don Matzett era. And I'd just like to kind of thank you. Updating myself for the books that I have received on several occasions. The latest one was by Dr. H. Wayne House, The Jesus Who Never Lived. It's been very helpful and insightful to read that, and appreciate what you're doing in Lutheranism in North America from the biblical, confessional, Christ-centered, cross-focus perspective and foundation that's very necessary. And hopefully, maybe the Lord will bless this effort of Issues, Etc., to be a solid doctrinal and theological guideline for the situations that Lutherans are in North America in this time and for the future. Thank you very much.
And thank you for the compliment. Well, that's what we hope to do in our own small way. It is not just to hopefully in the future be, but to remain as we have been for so many years now, simply that reminding voice. They used to say, and I don't want you to take this saying more than it really is intended to say, used to talk about the prophetic voice of the church, that is the voice that reminds the church and the world around of what God has to say in his word and what the church has to say in this world, that prophetic voice. We hope to be a small part of that prophetic voice, as long as we stay grounded firmly in those truths that God's word delivers, and pray that we do. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., Dr. David Menton will join us. Some Christians will say the earth is old, immensely old, old beyond our imagining, that life itself is not only old, but also something that is only a latecomer to our old, old earth. We'll talk about the age of the earth. Is it old or is it young? Dr. David Menton will answer that question, and he'll bring his expertise to the table. Then we'll discuss Jesus as King with Dr. Arthur Jest. Remember, our Issues Etc. listener comment line, available 24/7, 618-223-8384, 223-8384. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.